Morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Welcome to our morning devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Reverend Father John Kabiga, the priest in charge of St. James Church, Adelaide Village in New Providence. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our heart may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. This morning, I would like to share with you meditations from Psalms 23 and verses 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. There is no other time in history when we as a people can be able to look around and see how much God has blessed us. It just takes you to go out of the house and for you to see what surrounds us. And depending on our heart, we can surely say, God is good. We can surely say that, Lord, see what you have done for me. I remember a few years ago, I met a gentleman in Ohio when I was at school. And as I introduced myself together with the group which I had, the gentleman was stunned to understand that we were all from the Bahamas. And he said these words, "What a country you all come from. What a beautiful place you all come from." And he was around 70 years. And this man confessed before us that he had never put his feet in the sea. You can imagine that. But he was able to say that one of his dreams before he died is for him to make a trip over to the Bahamas and experience the beautiful weather and even put his feet on the sea. That is all he was asking God at that time. But for us who are in the Bahamas today, when we look around us, what do we see? Can we be able to say, as David said, my cup runneth over, my cup overflows? For David, being a shepherd himself, he knew the love of a shepherd. He knew the love which he possessed as a shepherd. The love which was willing to face storms, cold, even risk his life to care for the sheep and to provide for their needs. We cannot understand such love, but we know that such love is from God. St. Paul prayed that we might be able to comprehend what is the height and the depth and the breadth and the length of the love of God for us. Although we cannot fathom its dimension, we can see some of the varied facts of its beauty. God has the love which seeks The Good Shepherd himself told us that the shepherd who left the 99 safe in the wild, in the wilderness, then secured the ones which were whole and risked his life to go and find that one sheep which has gone astray. It is his way of saying to us, this is how much I loved you. This is how much I can give everything for you. This is the unchanging love of God. David says that my cup runneth over with love that secures. Jesus in St. John's Gospel chapter 10 says these words, I am the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I will give unto them eternal life. They shall never perish, neither they any pluck them out of my hand. Paul, understanding the extent of God's love, put it in another way when he said, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor anything, any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Brothers and sisters in Christ, how we need this world for these days to understand the extent of God's love, to see what surrounds us and be able to experience the love of God which surrounds us. We live in a world of wars. We live in a world where there is rumors of wars. And we live in a world which is filled with chaos. But in spite of the confusion which might be there in the world in which we live, in spite of the strife and conflict, we need to know that there is a hand upon the helm. The omnipotent hand of God who loves us so much. When we look at our world, we are likely to go to one of the two extremes. Either we are tempted to say to God, Lord, you are not in control. But we are reminded of the love of God. We are reminded that God is power. His love for us is so great. And that's why St. John can be able to say, look how much I love you. That God gave us his son. That whoever believes in him will have life and have it more abundantly. The Bible says both in these words that God is at work in all things for good. Let the armies of this world march. Let those who would be able to see what God is doing, really sing of the goodness of the Lord. No matter what we might be able to see around us, we are reminded, Lord, this is your love for us. And we can be able to say even to ourselves, Lord, this is your love for me. Yes, I can be able to say that I woke up this morning, I have life, and Lord, it is through you that I can be able to see your love all around me, that love which transcends anything else, and that love which now overflows for me. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us praise God for his grace. Let us thank him for his mercy. And let us look around us and see what God has really done for us. We can surely say, as David said, my cup overflows. For God is with us, and his love overflows in all faculties of our life. Amen. Let us pray. Come to us, Lord Christ, in your understanding love, when all around us seem dark and uncertain, when our faith is low and we cannot feel you near, we find it hard to pray. Come to us then, dear Lord, as you came to your disciples in the darkest hour of the night, and let the light of your presence dispel our fears, renew our trust, and bring peace to our heart. For your tender mercy's sake. Amen. Amen. Please share these devotions with another person. Let us keep the fire going, because this is our mandate as servants of God, to be his ambassadors in all what we do. In his name, amen.
Jesus came to wash away.